Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone. This morning we heard that Christ made his authority known not by demanding obedience or humiliating anybody by pointing out their faults or weaknesses. Rather, our Lord comes to serve and not to be served. His condescending and becoming man was not to oppress, but to free mankind from sin and death. The authority that Jesus taught within the synagogue that day was evident to them because he is the Word made flesh. Everything he spoke of, he knew more intimately than any scribe or anyone else could have known. He speaks not just as one who is sent, but as the eternal Word, who is one with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God from God, light from light, true God from true God. His words and his person are one. He is truly the Word made flesh, and he came that we might have life. His identity had not yet been revealed to them, but the truth of his authority resonated with them, because the Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, and able to discern the reflections and thoughts of the heart. Now it was up to them to either accept or deny not just his teaching, but his authority. The authority that they witnessed when he freed the man from the unclean spirit simply by telling it to depart. He wants to do the same for us. If we allow him to have authority over our life, he will not cast us out, but separate the sin from the sinner through the ministry of the priest in the sacrament of reconciliation. You see, Jesus invites us into communion with him and the Blessed Trinity. He doesn't demand our obedience. He respects our free will, even though our turning away from him grieves him greatly. And that's what sin is. It's an offense against God, a turning away from the God who made us, the God who loves us. It's rejecting the eternal Word for our temporary pleasure. Mortal sin, that is, grave matter done deliberately and with full consent, separates us from God. And left unrepentant and unforgiven, removes us from Christ's kingdom by our own doing into the eternal death of hell. Realistically, even the smallest of sin puts us in danger, because when we sin, we reject the authority of a loving God, and we submit to a different authority, one who doesn't care for our eternal beatitude. It's the small or venial sins that we don't give much attention to that wear us down and condition us to accept them as minor flaws that in reality keep us from reaching the depths of union with God, the union with him that he desires for us to enjoy. Jesus taught that everyone who sins is a slave to sin. So we need to ask ourselves this question: who or what have we given authority to over our life? Have I given myself entirely to Jesus? Or am I holding back that part of me that enjoys a particular sin? In just over 2 weeks, we'll be entering into the season of Lent, and now is a good time for us to examine the parts of our lives that need to be corrected so that we can give ourselves more fully to Christ. St. Francis de Sales said that when we are assailed by some vice, we must, as far as possible, embrace the practice of the contrary vice. For instance, to combat pride, The opposite corresponding virtue is humility. For avarice or greed, practice generosity. For lust, chastity in your state of life. For anger, meekness. For avarice or greed, practice generosity. For gluttony, temperance. For envy, brotherly love. And for the vice of sloth, there's the virtue of diligence. We all have something that we can work on. We need to strive to protect ourselves, or to perfect ourselves, rather. Let's not wait for Ash Wednesday to decide what to do for Lent. Rather, let's dig deep in our examination of conscience and confront the root of our sin with prayer and fasting like never before. Spend some time each day reading from the Gospels and ask Jesus to show us where we're not allowing him to be the Lord of our lives. And the reason why we're doing that is because we're submitting ourselves to a different authority. The reality is that we all have the decision to make. We can either accept or revolt against the authority of Christ. It's a decision that we all have to make for ourselves. He will not force himself upon us. But we need to keep in mind that whatever we choose, we get the consequences that we ask for. The Lord doesn't send us away from him. We choose to turn away from him. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to be our guide and our protector, to help us, to point the way, to lead us in a life of virtue and humility. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.